When the money gets tight, tensions in family relationships can rise, and victims of abuse have fewer options for escaping from violent relationships. That's the story the most recent numbers on domestic violence homicides tell, according to Patty Seeger, the director of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
When we can't offer safe housing, child care for their kids, when we can't offer those kinds of supports that victims need outside of the justice system, what we are seeing right now is a pretty substantial increase in domestic violence homicides.
There were 51 domestic violence homicides last year, one less than in 2009, but the trend over the past decade has been upward, especially when you include suicides and deaths caused by police intervention. Last year, there were 7 suicides, and 6 perpetrators were killed by police, compared to only 1 the year before. Seeger says the desperation brought on by the faltering economy may help explain that rise in police intervention deaths.
We are seeing perpetrators who are firing guns at law enforcement and then law enforcement having to respond to that because their own lives are in danger as well. I don't want to say it's absolutely definitive, but I do think that there's some correspondences here that we're seeing that are worth noting.
Seeger says it's also worth noting that, as in past years, most of the victims of domestic violence were female, and more than half of the perpetrators used guns to kill their victims. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.